This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Learning to take a slow and intelligent approach to the issues of the day. That's what we do here, and hopefully it rubs off on some of you. This is our weekly talk radio review, a roundup of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of some of the most stellar performers in the business every week. I suppose I should include myself in that, Rick. What do you think? Yes? No?
Absolutely.
Maybe? Absolutely, yes, he says. Yes.
Of all the cheeses in the room and the studios, you are the head cheese.
Big cheese.
Big cheese.
I may be fermented somewhat. Victoria might want to jump in on that one. Rick Jensen.
Oh, I'm not touching that one.
WDEL in Wilmington. Victoria Jones here from the DC Radio Company. Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV program and also the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. And Chief Cook and Bottle, or Assistant Chief Cook and Bottle Washer. I love the, don't you love the political appointments? The Deputy Chief Inspector of it's the temporary job, though. What do they call it?
Acting.
Subsecretary.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The Acting Deputy Chief Inspector.
Subsecretary. Yeah.
Right, that's it. Yep. So Jennifer's second in charge at CRN Digital in Los Angeles as well. All right. So sometimes I start at the bottom of the list. Sometimes I start at the top of the list. As Jennifer's here, and I think we'll talk a little about the impeachment inquiry. That's number one this week, as it's entirely tied now, it seems, to the Ukrainian situation. I can't figure out who's on first here, Jennifer.
You want to sit-in this week. That was exciting.
Yeah?
Who's
sitting
love a
on what?
Sit-in? Yeah. Well, a group of Republicans led by Steve Scalise and Matt Gaetz out of Florida stormed in, as the media reported, to Schiff Skiff. If you don't know what a skiff is like a secure area. This is where top secret matters are discussed, so away from the floor of the Capitol, of course, the floor of the House.
Where do they go? Is it a secret in the building at least? Or
if I told you, I'd have to kill you, so, you know. So Republicans, in an effort to say, hey, and to put some pressure on Democrats to bring this impeachment inquiry official, bring it to the light of day, give Republicans subpoena power, make this official, they did a sit-in. They stormed into the room. They tried to disrupt the deposition of an envoy, a State Department employee. So that, I think, worked. The news media did talk about it. Have Democrats held a vote yet? No, but they did say that in mid-November they would actually put this in front of the public's eyes. So maybe they're speeding up the process. The Republicans
are
focusing on process.
Boom.
Well, what's happening is that in every other impeachment inquiry we've had in this country, including Nixon and Clinton most recently, when you take an official vote to launch an impeachment inquiry, that means you're starting kind of the investigation. You take it officially, you put it on the books, and then no matter whether you're the majority or the minority party, both parties have the power for subpoena, both parties have access to evidence, transcripts, witnesses, and those types of things. When you don't do it officially, like Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi are doing now, Republicans and defenders of the president, really, even the president's attorney himself, don't really have the right to be in the room picking up evidence, subpoenaing other counter witnesses. And so the argument from Republicans is that this isn't a fair process. It's not about shutting down the impeachment process for Democrats, but it's about bringing it to light, making sure that both sides are able to contribute and take part in the proceedings.
Hey, Doug, may I make a statement here about why talk radio is so important? Jen just proved why talk radio is so important. You could watch the mainstream media, you can watch cable news, broadcast news, and nowhere will you get such an informative and accurate description of what's going on. Well done, Jen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Was actually a public service for America. Thank you.
That's sweet.
Well, there you go. Jen,
my work here is done.
Public servant. Yes. Well, but it does encapsulate. You kind of hit something. It's one of my pet peeves, the business about journalistic standards and talk radio people who are journalists. I don't care. Journalism to me is a dirty word anymore. because it doesn't represent what it did for me when I was learning how to be a reporter. I was taught to focus on the facts, nothing else. Tell the story, tell the facts.
Who, what, now, when, where, and how, right.
Exactly. And now the what people need to know, and then it's now all blinded or it's all colored by commentary and opinion, and I want you to know what I think. I don't give
people
a damn
what you
think.
People can't help themselves. I know.
No, well, they could if they had bosses that would tell them, this is your job, shut the hell up. And, you know, it reminds me of when I was a disc jockey. The boss used to come in when I would talk between records too much, and he'd say, well, you shut the F up and play the music. And so in this circumstance, why don't you just have them shut the blank up and tell us what it is. If you're a news person, then you give us the news. Shut the hell up about everything else. That's not up to you. And yet those lines are so blurred now, more on television than on the radio, but they're blurred a little. As a matter of fact, to put too fine a point on it, Rush Limbaugh started doing talk because he got fired as a newsman because he wouldn't shut up.
After, well, how can you watch CNN and see these guys in the evening and think of them actually being news anchors? They're talk show hosts, for credit.
Right. And I think that was Shepard Smith's. That was his swan song when he quit Fox. I think that was. I think he actually was quite a good newsman and didn't like the ambiance of being around all of the other talking heads. You're one thing or another. You're not both. And that is an important point.
Well, I think that's why it's very clear when you watch MSNBC and Fox that when you watch in the evening, you're getting opinion from Rachel Maddow and you're getting opinion from Sean Hannity. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me are the people like Chris Cuomo, I think, who try to present themselves as newsmen.
And Lemon.
Oh my God. Don't try to trick people. If you are a newsman, you're a newsman. And I think, ask yourself, who is the trusted source of news for you? And other than Brett Baer, I don't know that I can come up with someone who does straight news on, at least if we're talking about the cable
news. But he
news
does,
world.
Then he does a radio show after that.
No, that's Kilmeade you're thinking of.
Oh, that's right, Kilmeade, Brian. Yeah, sorry about that. Victoria, you've been quiet on this. What do you think?
Well, it's because I'm listening to it, because I frankly don't have television news on during the day. I don't allow my television to come on until 7 o'clock at night, and I watch it for leisure. I get most of my news from print, and most of the...
So do
most
I. Actually,
most
I do too, yeah,
the,
right.
Most of the television news comes from print, and then they spend 24 hours regurgitating it and talking about it, because there are a few reporters, very good reporters, who roam around the halls of the Capitol. I've known them because I've been a Senate reporter, I've been a White House correspondent. I know some of the television reporters and radio reporters who do those beats, and they are solid and they are good. Yeah. However, they are few and far between. There's a lot of dribble, and they've got a lot of time to fill. So I read print, and I'm judicious about what I read, and that's where the original reporting is being done.
So let's go back to Rick. Jennifer is younger, but she grew up around her father.
Well, journalism was my major in college. And so I actually still read the paper.
Yeah,
and
what I do
think, what disappoints me is that, and Victoria, I would agree that maybe above cable news, maybe print news does a little bit better, but what disappoints me are the way they use misleading headlines, or they tell you the real story in paragraph 12 instead of in the first four paragraphs, which as a journalism student, I was told no one reads past the first four paragraphs. And so I get disappointed in all forms of media right now, because I think everybody is showing their bias, and it's unfortunate because it's causing this huge distrust and fear that is being pushed upon the American people, because
really
no one knows
on.
What the heck is going on.
Right?
Yeah.
That's
nobody
why you have to read three or four sources, and I don't agree. I don't think that all outlets are doing that. I think some outlets are telling you what's going on in the first three or four paragraphs. I don't think that everybody's burying the lead.
You talking about all forms, Fifth Estate? You talking about print? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about print. Wait, I don't think they're all print. Burying the lead. I don't think they're all being misleading.
No,
I don't think
that's what she said.
I'm not saying all of them are. I'm just saying what disappoints me about it is that some very important stories get buried and they get put down to the 12th paragraph, and that's unfortunate, too.
And by the way...
A great example there is a New York Times story about Taylor and Sondland testifying in these, you know, semi-closed hearings with the Democrats. And to your point, there was a story saying, oh, well, there was quid pro quo. You get down to the eighth paragraph, as I recall, and that's when you'll learn that Sondland, his only firsthand information was from President Trump saying there's no quid pro quo, and everything else was just second or fourth hand.
You know,
but it was at the eighth paragraph you got that.
Yeah. One of the things that I find also distressing when it comes to how things are presented, Victoria, and I guess we're all, Rick, you probably do a lot of reading as well. I think we're traditionalists. The younger people don't necessarily do that who are doing this for a living. And as a result, if they are not looking at a hard, like the hard news sources, some of the stuff that's online, it takes you forever to get through the ads and the crap. When you see something that comes across your email from some source and then you try to find the story, it takes you four clicks before you actually get to the story.
Yeah.
Which I also find quite annoying.
I find it very annoying. Well, I'll tell you a contrast in that. BuzzFeed News does not swamp you with ads. You can read the story, and they do some excellent reporting. On the other hand, the Washington Times, who I enjoy, I sometimes give up in frustration because I constantly go, hang on, am I in an ad, or do I have to click to turn the page
again?
It's
the same thing we're talking about with the...
about fungus?
Right, yeah. Well, you know what, Victoria, in honor of that, I'm going to do one of those famous commercials, okay? But let me tell you, it's 18 past the hour, and it's time for me to separate our conversation about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, and I'm going to take a moment to make your teeth whiter and brighter. Okay, Victoria?
Fair enough. That's how we do it.
You have, actually, I haven't seen a picture of Jensen for a while. You still got white teeth, or how are your teeth looking?
I need to know more about this treatment of yours, Doug.
Really?
I'm going to take some notes.
That would lead me to believe that his teeth are yellow and getting ugly.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. I just drink a lot of tea, that's all. I'll listen to what you have to say.
Tea does stain the enamel of your teeth, as coffee does and red wine does. And nobody here smokes, but there are people who do still smoke, and that affects how white your teeth are. So if you're looking kind of glum when you look in the mirror and you see your smile and you don't like it, never mind what other people think. What about you and what you think? If you're looking for a way to whiten your teeth, there are all kinds of tooth whitening products out there. Most of them are CRAP, CRAP. The whitening strips take 30 minutes or so to work. The trays, you stick them in your mouth. The gels, ugh, what a mess. So, there's a 5-minute solution to a brighter, whiter smile. It's called Power Swabs. 5 minutes. No strips, no trays, just a fabulous, all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens up the stains, gets rid of them from your enamel. It doesn't affect the enamel. It is going to extract the stains from the enamel. It's pretty fabulous how it works. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth. Also, got caps, veneers, all that stuff. Clean them up with Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797. That's the only way you can get them. With a 50% discount, that is 50% off the retail price. You're listening to the DJV show, or if you are, just use the DJV code. All right, so all you got to do, dial 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to get Power Swabs at half price.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now 23 after on the talk radio review roundup of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week. The charts run from, well, the ridiculous to the sublime, kind of. That's a, we're going. I'm not sure we're in either of those categories yet. Rick Jensen from WDEL is here in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company in the district. Rich McFadden from Radio America, also from the district. Impeachment. Here's something that I want. Impeachment's number one. Series number two. Those are the top things. So let's spend a little bit more time on both of those things. And I would like to challenge, I don't know if challenge is the right word, I would like to I'd like you to impart for us, Rick, Victoria, and Rich, how you feel about government now at all levels. Looking at this foolishness on the federal level, not a damn thing is really getting done. Criminal probes into Russia from Barr and the border, there's all kinds of stuff going on there. Immigration is number six this week. But they're not, you know, is it the same? The reason I ask in part is because in my local community it is the same. And in my state, maybe not so bad. But I was thinking about the three levels of government. Rich, I'd start with you.
Hey, thank you. Because this is actually really kind of hitting home for me this week. And my friends in my neighborhood, there was something on Facebook that came from a local politician who's running for school board that brought up this program in our neighborhood, Fairfax County, Fairfax One. And basically what it is an equity program, and that the county government will run all policies through this equity program to make sure it's fair for everyone. Sounds all nice and everything,
what
right?
What does that mean?
Right, exactly.
And who determines that?
Right. So I spent an hour and a half last Saturday morning just kind of looking up, okay, what has this lens, what does it mean? What policies have changed through its lens? And what I ended up finding out is that when you backtracked it, that it was based on a program or a study from the University of Southern California funded by George Soros. And
problem number one.
for the last several years, I've been thinking really heavily about how George Soros basically said, I'm done with funding congressional, Senate, presidential campaigns. It does no good. I'm going local. I'm throwing all my money at mayors and school boards and county executives, and it's working. And it's working. So then I looked at this program, this Fairfax One, this equity program, and several municipalities around the country have instituted it. And for me, that is political story number one this week.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's the local level. How do you feel about state government? How do you feel about Maryland? You're in Virginia.
I'm in Virginia. Maryland, I can't move back to. I love my state. I was born in Maryland, but it's gone. It's done. It's a socialist republic of Maryland.
Oh, and, please. And we Virginia. Have a Republican governor.
And he's a great governor. He's really good, and he knows how to play both sides and work with both sides. He's really good. But Montgomery County, it might as well be Venezuela.
That's where you live, isn't
that's
it?
Not
Montgomery County?
True. That's not true at all.
So
I'll
true.
Tell you what Montgomery County is. It's not Venezuela. The only way that it is Venezuela is that it's full of kickbacks.
It is full of kickbacks. But
that's how it's like Venezuela.
I was trying
not
to buy a house back
Bobby.
In Montgomery County 10 years ago, or 15 years ago. I was going to move back, yeah. Be near my mom and everything. Then they tried to pass, the local sheriff tried to hire deputies that weren't citizens of the country. I'll be damned if you are going to arrest me and put cuffs on me if you are not a citizen of this country. That's when I said I can never go back.
You won't have to
well,
worry
that
about
that. Didn't pass.
It didn't pass, no.
Yeah,
but they tried.
Hold on. We'll get to Jensen and his thoughts about government after a break at the bottom of the hour here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
The eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to TopLoss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several wildfires are burning in California, but by far the largest is the Kincade Fire in the northern part of the state, which is still out of control. Mike Parks with Cal Fire.
Currently, the fire stands at 16,000 acres. We have made 5% containment.
The fire in Sonoma County has forced at least 2,000 people to evacuate their homes. It's being fueled still by the strong Santa Ana winds. Massachusetts is taking ExxonMobil to court for misleading people for decades over the link between fossil fuels and climate change. The state attorney general filing the suit yesterday. The energy giant's facing a similar suit from New York, claiming Exxon scientists knew years ago that fossil fuels were hastening global warming, but the company lied to even their investors. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Continuing with the stories, I haven't gone through the people list I touched on, but usually when we have our talk radio roundup, the review of the hot hits, the stories are coupled with the people. That's what the list is like. It comes from Talkers Magazine every week. You can find it in Talkers at talkers.com. The argument between Victoria and Rich continued during the pause at the bottom of the hour from the action. I wanted to get Jensen's point of view. Rick Jensen from WDEL is here, and I had asked how all of you felt about government at all levels, the federal, the state, and the local. You've lived in Wilmington for how long, Rich? Rick?
Oh, my gosh. I've been in Delaware for about 20 years. Love this place. And unfortunately, just like Rich was mentioning about Fairfax and Maryland, we have people here who believe government should be doing everything for you. Let us take care of you. You talked about this equity program for all legislation, making sure it's fair for everybody. How can you do that on the federal level if you're a Quaker for peace, government funds wars, and on the local level, any sales tax is going to affect the poor much more radically than the wealthy. So you're not going to have equity. How about just making it as fair as possible and opportunities for all instead of working so hard to have a guaranteed outcome for everybody?
Yeah. All right.
Rick is in Delaware. Okay. This is a local squabble between Maryland and Virginia.
Right.
All right.
Hey, it's Delmarva. It's Delmarva.
Don't get me started. On the way in, I heard a an advertisement for a local politician who was going to get rid of the HOV and the tolls.
Fast lanes.
The fast lanes thing. That drives me nuts. That is a tax on the poor. If you want to see a definition of a tax on the poor, tolls.
Tolls
that we pay taxes for roads to build, and then they charge you to drive on them. And in here in D.C., to drive from my house to Washington, D.C., on these hot lanes on Route 66, it costs as much as $45.
A day?
For go on one Amazon, buy a dummy.
For one trip. How is somebody who doesn't make $20,000, $30,000, that means they have to do an hour and a half commute to get to work. How is that? How does somebody look at that and say that's not a tax on the poor? You're keeping people from being able to get to their jobs, but you're giving some rich dude in a Tesla a pass because he can afford the $45 toll because
it's
his company pays
him. It's an outrage. It's like in the space of 2 miles in Montgomery County, on a road about 3 miles from me, we have 2 speed cameras at the bottom of hills. Really? You're really telling me that's to stop people speeding? This is a revenue thing.
Well, of course. Well, police are not police anymore. They're revenue enhancement officers. Those guys, the cops on the highway that stop you for speeding, that's not about safety. Baloney. It's about you can drive very safely at 80, sometimes more safely than at 40, depending on the roadway. Frankly, so that's just nonsense.
From when I go to Boston.
Yeah, well, listen.
Anyway, you got me all fired up. I'm sorry.
That's good. Nothing wrong with that. So, who wants to talk about Katie Hill? Number 9
I
is
do.
The Katie Hill scandal. I thought you might. This is a lady who doesn't look that good in the nude, I don't think. But what do you think?
What
did
she
do?
Wow!
You think she tell me what
good?
She did. No, I didn't hear about her.
Oh, you don't know this story?
No, tell me.
No.
Wow. Well, the I think it was it The Guardian?
Red
I don't know which
State.
One of the
no Red State. Red State.
Okay. She is a congresswoman, and she's a freshman from California, and somehow or other, some pictures of her were
Red
posted.
Red State published them.
Yeah. But how'd they get them, Victoria?
Very interesting question.
Yeah. She has a Nazi tattoo on her body.
Really? That's not good.
No. Anyway, so she's served the Daily Mail with a cease and desist letter. A little late now.
too late. I'm reading the Daily Mail. Here's all you need to know. Shocking
Daily
photos
Mail
of Congresswoman Katie Hill are revealed
rag.
Showing off Nazi-era tattoo while smoking a bong, kissing her female staffer, and posing nude on wife-sharing sites. That should just about do it for her.
So let's be clear about what is this about.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's be clear about what this is. Red State published these initially, which is a conservative website. She was seen as a rising star within the Democratic Party. And where did these pictures come from? She's involved in a nasty divorce. And she is openly bisexual. Is it possible that this is sent by the husband? Quite possible. Why is Red State doing this? What happened to Al Franken, who was one of the most effective members
See,
of Congress?
And I never
Democrat.
Thought he should have resigned. I thought he chickened
he should
out.
Never
he should
have resigned.
There.
She should not resign. She should not resign. She should not resign.
It's given
and
a lot of
revenge.
Well, isn't the lesson?
Fodder.
Isn't the lesson here, especially for young people? Don't go around taking nude pictures of yourself, smoking
Absolutely.
Bongs, or making out with your girlfriends or boyfriends and posting them online. You know, back in the day, the analog version was Girls Gone Wild, and I said years ago, if you decide to take off your top for a Girls Gone Wild video, it'll come up in a job interview. Just don't do it.
Yeah. Yes. However, if you take off your top with anybody, you think you might do it with your husband. You do think that, if indeed it's the husband. Nevertheless, revenge porn is a crime in the District of Columbia.
Okay, I'll give you a pass on the revenge porn. I'll give you a pass on the bong hits. I'll give you a pass posting your picture on would you,
but no,
whatever,
Nazi
my
stuff.
Wife. But right. What? How do you explain the Nazi tattoo on her pelvis?
I don't know.
Youthful indiscretion?
She's going to have to explain that herself. She's going to have to explain that herself.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Right. I don't know how she explains that.
I think she's got a problem.
Isn't it interesting that a highly effective rising star...
Who determines that definition? Highly effective in whose mind?
Because she is a rising star within the Democratic Party.
How long is she with AOC and Ilya Lutsavomar?
She's not an AOC type. She's not. She's not an AOC type.
Right. Okay.
She's not.
I think this is what you see.
Incumbent.
But I think this is what you see in the high-stakes politics, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. They are Republicans who are rising stars, and they got caught because they had an affair. Oops, those, not so much a rising star.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're in an era now.
What has been seen as a securely red district, isn't that interesting? That she's the one who red state targets with the pictures. This is Al Franken all over again.
That comes from the same. This is the same playbook as the Russians didn't hack our election. It's the same stuff. Speaking of that, I'm picking out some of the things that are not the same as last week. And the number 10 issue this week is Edward Snowden's take on UFOs.
Please.
You want to talk about this? Okay, Victoria wants to talk about this. Yeah, okay, go ahead. Snowden says that
there's no evidence that aliens have been in touch with us because while he was a contractor with the NSA, he naturally scoured the files. Mm-hmm. But my point is this. Number one, how does he know that it wasn't more securely protected than he was able to find? And number two, why do we give Edward Snowden so much credit for being the be-all and the end-all in, but for being the be-all and the end-all in his ability to scour files?
No, actually, that's a really good point. And to your point, if I may, no UFOs, no space aliens. I encourage you to Google the actress Tilda Swinton and tell me again there are no space aliens here on this planet. You may remember her as the White Witch in Chronicles of Narnia. What?
I don't know, but I saw the piece of the interview he did with Joe Rogan, about how basically the government can track you anywhere you've ever been because of your phone and because of the apps on your phone. Mm-hmm. And that all of these phone companies have a permanent record of where you've ever been. So 3 months from now, the government can come and, or 3 years from now, the government can come and look at those cell phone tower records of your phone, even if it's powered off, and they can ping exactly where you are right now, Doug. 3 months from now, 3 years from now, whenever they need to prove where you were.
3 months from now, 3 years from now, Richie, I'm going to have my butt sitting in the same chair. There's no mystery to that. I'll be here.
Pretty much.
But wait a minute. They might want to find out what kind of cows I'm associating with, though, on my farm. That might be... Somebody may be after me.
I don't know. With the new business you're trying to open up, I think they might be tracking you.
Really? Okay. Well, let's see what happens with that. It's 44 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. You ready for this, Jensen? Life Change
Tea. I love tea.
Do you like drinking tea?
Yes.
Life Change
Earl
Tea.
Earl Grey, English breakfast.
No. Life Change Tea is what you want. This is a game changer. Life Change Tea. I drink a cup of it every day while I'm on the air. It's an energizing tea. It cleanses all the intruders that you have in your body. And I'm guessing you got a lot of intruders in your body. I'm guessing that's the...
It's Friday. There might be a few more intruders this weekend.
That might be later on tonight. Yeah.
Well, Life Change Tea is all natural, as are all the other products that I talk about on this program. It's all organic. It's made in the USA. Our food is much different today than it was when we were kids, and so we need to clean some of the things in our body that come from the food today, the GMOs, the pesticides, the herbicides, the processing that depletes the nutrition from our food. Go to GetTheTea.com and cleanse your body. It's like Roto-Rooter. Push all the bad stuff out, and if you use the discount code DJV, they'll ship it free. That's GetTheTea.com. Rick is writing this down.
I am, actually. I'm writing this down. Yes, free
Get
shipping.
Ready for
DJV.
More energy. You'll That's drink it every day.
T-E-A, right? Get the
T-E-A. Get the T. Yes, right. Not
well done, Rich.
Here. Get the T-E-A. I'll have to remember that, Rich. I'll start spelling it out for people. GetTheTea.com. Not available in stores. GetTheTea.com is the place for life change tea. It'll change your life. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. I think you'll be quite happy that you have followed our advice. All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com. Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. One in three Americans has type 2 diabetes or could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin to help support healthy glucose levels. Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N.net, code DJV. All right, so let's see what we haven't covered here. Brexit. Immigration. Well, I'm going to, on the list here, I'm going to let Victoria can do ladies' choice. Which one of the items here that we haven't talked about do you want to talk about for a minute? You have a minute. 60 seconds.
Boris Johnson said he would rather be dead in a ditch than not leave the European Union on Halloween. Uh-huh. Halloween is next week. So yes. What is Boris Johnson going to dress up as? Will he be a corpse in a ditch? No!
I think it's pretty scary. Look at that hairdo. It's pretty scary looking, just as it is. All right, so Brexit is still getting bounced around here. I think the interesting thing between us boys and girls is Hillary Clinton going after Tulsi Gabbard. I didn't get that. Where'd that all go?
Just crazy.
It was a complete misquote.
Really?
That was then corrected. Yeah. This was one of these. If you actually get it in context, it was actually Jill Stein.
Oh, okay. Thank you for informing us as to that. Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour on the Countdown Overview.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extensionite with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
As we approach Halloween, a week away, this is the theme from the series Halloween. I've always wanted to ask you, and I don't think I ever have, to give me the names of five movies that get you into the Halloween spirit. Whatever you may define, however you may define Halloween spirit. But first of all, tell us while we're listening to the theme from Halloween, then maybe we'll go into those five movies.
Sure. This day in film history, Doug, October 25th, 1978, John Carpenter's independent small little movie called Halloween opened in theaters. It wound up being the most successful independent movie of all time. They shot it for a budget of $300,000, wound up grossing ultimately around $70 million. Donald Pleasance was cast.
This is what gave him the money to start his production company and do all of the things that he's done over the years.
I want to say a few things about this film and its legacy. First off, the reason we're on the air, I'm talking about this film 40 years later, is because originally John Carpenter wanted to call this movie The Babysitter Murders, and then the producer of the film said, I don't really like the title, let's call it Halloween. And the fact that they called it Halloween on Halloween, and Carpenter actually wrote that music himself. He produced, he directed, and he wrote, he composed. He's a composer also, composed that music, one of the most iconic scores of all time, horror or not. He wrote the script in 10 days. Donald Pleasance was cast as the main character, Dr. Perfect. Loomis, was paid, I believe, $20,000, which at the time was a very big paycheck for him. Jamie Lee Curtis starred in the first movie here, was paid $8,000. And it was, a guerrilla-type filmmaking, low budget, but it was Carpenter knew how to shoot it. It was beautifully shot. And a lot of revival houses. I'm doing a revival of it this Sunday night in East Stroudsburg. And the franchise lives on. And Jamie Lee Curtis, who was paid $8,000 in 1978, The next two films most likely probably paid at least $10 million a film. So it certainly paid off for her. And also this movie spawned a whole series of what you would call slasher films for decades.
Right. All right, so that's why...
Movie's really not a slasher movie.
Yeah. No, but that brings me to my question about the five movies that get you into the Halloween spirit. Yeah. Halloween's a week away, so what are those movies?
I would say, well, Halloween would be one because it takes place on Halloween. My favorite all-time horror film is two of them. The Exorcist would be one from 1973. I think it's one of the best movies ever made. Yeah. I absolutely adore George Romero's zombie epic Dawn of the Dead from 1978. I like Tom Savini's remake of Night of the Living Dead, which came out in the 1990s. And also, I love The Shining, especially on the big screen. Also The Thing. John Carpenter's The Thing is really good horror film also.
Yep. So The Exorcist.
What about you? Do you like any horror? Any?
No. I mean, what are you asking me that for? You've known me for almost 30 years. You're asking me that silly question. Yeah. You know better than that. Yeah.
All right.
So what do we have coming out this weekend that will be of note that we actually maybe can go see, something that I can sit through? I'm in the mood to go to the movies.
There's actually one film coming out you would probably like. The reviews are pretty good, although it's not expected to do much box office. The Current War, which is the story of Thomas Edison and George West. What is his name? West. Westheimer, who both started electrical companies. Good actors, Benedict Cumberbatch and Michael Shannon, two really good actors.
I go see
actors.
That. Yeah, yeah.
But here's the thing. It's opening on 1,000 screens, which is not a massive release, but it's not exactly a small one either. It's tracking at around $2.8 million opening weekend, which shows you, Doug, that this more serious adult-oriented movies, even though they get good reviews like this one, it still has a hard time finding people to come to theaters to pay to see it, which really tells you how the industry, as I've been stating many times, has changed right before our eyes. The art house model is becoming a much tougher place for independent films to survive because these are the type of movies that do well.
What do you hear about Black and Blue? Is that out for the first time?
I don't hear a lot. Yeah, it's out this week. I guess it's a cop drama.
Yeah.
Primarily with a no-name cast. It's tracking around a $6 million opening weekend. But
it's
I give like you an example
TV
here.
Show.
According to Netflix, 25 million households tuned in to El Camacho, which is the Breaking Bad sequel with Aaron Paul in his first week. Now, whether these numbers are accurate or not, but 25 million households, that's a lot of eyeballs on a TV screen versus people going to see movies like
The Current War. I can go see
The Current War
at 6:45 tonight. Maybe I'll do that, Chucker. Thank you. Chuck Curry on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.